Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and honestly one of the most misunderstood parts of your OCR GCSE music course, ensemble skills, which is component 02 of your performance assessment. Whether you're a guitarist, a vocalist, a pianist, a drummer, or you play any other instrument, this component is your chance to show the examiner that you can do something really special, that you can make music with other people. Not just alongside them, but genuinely with them. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover exactly what OCR expects from you, how the marks are awarded, the most common mistakes that trip candidates up every single year, and I'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to help lock it all in. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. So, what exactly is the ensemble skills component? Let me paint you a picture. You and at least one other live performer. That's crucial. They must be live, not a backing track. Perform a piece of music together for a minimum of 1 minute. Your part must be distinct and not doubled by anyone else. And the whole thing is recorded and submitted to OCR for marking. Sounds simple, right? But there's a lot packed into those requirements, so let's unpack them one by one. First, the minimum duration, 1 minute. That's the floor, not the ceiling. Most candidates perform pieces that are between 2 and 4 minutes long, which gives you much more opportunity to demonstrate your skills. If your piece is only just scraping past 60 seconds, you're limiting the evidence you can provide to the examiner. Second, the live performer requirement. This is a big one, a backing track, whether it's a Spotify recording, a karaoke track, or a pre-recorded piano accompaniment, does not count as a live performer. You need a real human being in the room with you, playing or singing their part live. This is what makes it a genuine ensemble performance. Third, the distinct, undoubled part. This is where so many candidates go wrong, and we'll come back to it in the common mistakes section. Your part must be musically independent. If the pianist is playing exactly the same melody as you, note for note, your part is doubled. And that means the ensemble requirement isn't being met. You need to be contributing something unique to the musical texture. Now let's talk about how the marks are actually awarded, because this is where understanding the mark scheme becomes your superpower. OCR marks your ensemble performance out of 27 marks, and all of those marks fall under assessment objective one, which is performing. There are no marks for composition or listening here. It's purely about your performance skills. The marks are divided into four bands. Band zero is 0 marks, awarded when there is no rewardable performance. We're not going to spend any time here because that's not you. Band one, marks 1 to 9, is where candidates demonstrate limited accuracy in pitch and rhythm with frequent hesitation or restarting. The part is likely to be simple, what OCR calls below standard three, and there is little or no evidence of ensemble awareness. Band two, marks 10 to 18, is where candidates show some accuracy, are mostly fluent, and demonstrate some awareness of the other performers. There might be occasional errors, but the performance holds together reasonably well. Band 3, marks 19 to 27, is the top band, and this is where you want to be. Candidates here show high levels of accuracy in both pitch and rhythm. The performance is fluent, no hesitation, no restarting. The part is technically demanding at standard 3 or above. And crucially, the candidate demonstrates strong ensemble awareness. They are actively adjusting their balance, timing, and dynamics in response to the other performers. Let me say that again because it's so important. Actively adjusting. The examiner is not just listening to whether you play the right notes, they're listening for evidence that you are responding to what's happening around you. Are you getting quieter when the texture thickens? Are you matching the energy of the other performers? Are you listening as much as you're playing? This brings us to the five pillars of ensemble awareness. And I want you to remember these because they are the building blocks of a top band performance. One, balance. Can the examiner hear your part clearly against the other performers? Your contribution must be audible. If the piano is drowning you out, the examiner cannot assess your playing. Two, intonation. Are you in tune with the other performers? This is especially important for singers and string players. Your pitch must be accurate, not just in isolation, but relative to the ensemble. Three, timing and synchronization. Are you together? Do you start and stop at the same time? Do tempo changes happen cleanly and unanimously? Four, dynamics. Are you shaping the music together? A great ensemble doesn't just play the right notes, it breathes together, gets louder and softer as a unit. Five, visual communication. Are you watching each other? A nod, a breath, a look. These are the tools professional musicians use to communicate in real time. Use them. Now, a word about difficulty level. OCR uses a graded difficulty system, and your part needs to be at standard 3 or above to access the higher mark bands. Standard 3 broadly corresponds to around grade 3 of a recognized graded examination, such as ABRSM or Trinity. If your part is too simple, even if you play it perfectly, the mark scheme caps how high you can go. So choose repertoire that genuinely challenges you. Right, let's talk about the things that go wrong, because knowing the pitfalls is just as important as knowing the good stuff. Common mistake number one, the doubled part. I've mentioned this already, but it bears repeating. If your piano accompanist is playing the same melody as you, your part is doubled. The solution? Choose repertoire where you have a genuinely independent line, a melody against a harmonic accompaniment, a bass line against a melody, a rhythmic part against a sustained part. Talk to your teacher about this if you're unsure. Common mistake number two, poor audio balance in the recording. The examiner can only mark what they can hear. If your recording has the piano at full volume and your violin barely audible, the examiner cannot assess your intonation, your tone quality, or your ensemble awareness. Do a sound check before your final recording. Listen back to a test recording and ask yourself, can I clearly hear my own part? Common mistake number three, choosing repertoire below your capability. Playing something easy perfectly will not get you into band three. The difficulty of your part is a criterion in itself. Choose something that stretches you, something that requires genuine technical skill, and then practice it until it's secure. Top tips for a top band performance. Tip one, rehearse with your ensemble partner, not just alongside them. That means actively listening to each other, not just waiting for your turn to play. Tip two, record your rehearsals and listen back critically. Ask yourself, where am I not responding to the other performer? Where could my balance be better? Tip three, use visual communication. Make eye contact at the start, at key musical moments, and at the end. It signals to the examiner and to your partner that you are genuinely engaged in the ensemble. Tip four, if you make a mistake, keep going. Fluency is assessed. Stopping and restarting will cost you marks. A small error that you recover from gracefully is far less damaging than a full stop. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the minimum duration for the ensemble performance? Answer, 1 minute. Question two, how many marks is the ensemble performance worth in total? Answer, 27 marks. Question three, what assessment objective does the ensemble performance assess? Answer, AO1, performing. Question four, name three of the five pillars of ensemble awareness. Answer, balance, intonation, timing and synchronization, dynamics, and visual communication. Any three of those. Question five, what is the minimum difficulty standard required to access the higher mark bands? Answer, standard three. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. That's what it's there for. Let's bring it all together. The OCR GCSE Music Ensemble Skills component is your opportunity to demonstrate that you are a genuine musician, someone who can collaborate, listen, respond, and perform with technical skill and musical sensitivity. Remember the key ingredients: a live partner, a distinct undoubled part, at least 1 minute of music, a technically demanding piece at standard three or above, and above everything else, genuine ensemble awareness across balance, intonation, timing, dynamics, and visual communication. The examiner is rooting for you. They want to give you marks. Your job is to make it easy for them to do that by giving them clear, audible evidence of all those skills. Practice smart, record yourself, listen back, and perform with confidence. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your performance, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.